Helicopters conducting cannabis enforcement operations over southern Humboldt were back in the news this week, albeit with a different helicopter and funding sources. Many know the Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities, aka the NCCSC, and their helicopter with tail number H487HB, whose operations are funded in great part by the Howard Buffett Foundation. As we reported yesterday, recent cannabis enforcement is being conducted with National Guard helicopters, including the call signs Jolly 96 and G72233. The call sign Jolly 96 helicopter is the Sikorsky HH60 Pave Hawk that was over many growing areas of Humboldt County on Monday and Tuesday, including low passes over the Redway area. We asked Humboldt Sheriff William Hansel about the helicopter activity with National Guard aircraft, and he responded today, Thursday, August 20th, via email. The sheriff stated, quote, "Depending on availability and funding, we utilize the Butte County Sheriff's helicopter funded through NCCSC or Sheriff's Office resources, private helicopter services, or California Military Department aircraft funded through mutual aid. All aircraft fly according to the established flight rules," end quote. The sheriff also went on to make overall points about his department's cannabis enforcement operations, stating, quote, "Illegal cultivators also place our local, legally compliant cannabis businesses at a significant disadvantage. Those licensed operators have invested substantial time and money to comply with state and local regulations, pay taxes and fees, meet environmental requirements, and operate within the law. They should not have to compete with individuals who deliberately avoid these obligations. We will continue to use lawful and effective resources, including aviation assets, to protect our community, our environment, and legitimate local businesses. We make no apology for aggressively addressing illegal marijuana cultivation in Humboldt County," end quote. Hansel's overall viewpoints on cannabis enforcement are well known, but it is interesting that he is so adamant on expressing viewpoints on the current California cannabis marketplace, especially viewpoints that are on the economics of the cannabis marketplace. Last week, KMA News obtained redacted documents through an information request detailing overall Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities funding, Hansel's role as the organization's president in that funding, and line items specific to Humboldt County. In a letter dated August 15th of 2025, the Howard Buffett Foundation congratulated William Hansel and the NCCSC on funding being awarded. The letter states in part, quote, "The Howard G. Buffett Foundation will provide the Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities with a wire transfer in the amount of $2,902,671.23. This funding is restricted for the approved Year 4 project to support multidisciplinary efforts to address human trafficking and environmental damage associated with transnational criminal organizations described in the project proposal and budget submitted to the Howard Buffett Foundation. The foundation further approves the reallocation of $428,753.77 in unexpended funds from Year 3 for the NCCSC, Aquitas, and Waymakers. The wire transfer and reallocation of Year 3 unexpended funds brings the total amount of approved funding to $3,331,425, end quote. It is important to note that the wire transfer mentioned is to the NCCSC as a whole and its president, William Hansel, and not funding solely for operations in Humboldt County. Funding directly to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department for the past fiscal year was detailed in a letter from the NCCSC to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, dated August 1st of 2025. The letter shows $531,611 of approved funding for a grant cycle running from August 1st of 2025 to July 31st of 2026. Line items detailed in the letter seem fairly straightforward for a law enforcement grant, with items like paying for a program coordinator, evidence technician, travel expenses, and Cellebrite, which is a forensic software. More interesting is the funding detailed in interim and final annual NCCSC reports we received for 2025 and part of 2026. Budget summaries provided in the documents are revealing, but also contradictory in some cases. In the March 2025 interim report, contracted services account for over $1.2 million of total spending, while in the September 2025 final reports, that total appears to have shifted greatly. In the detailed budget summary section of the 2025 final report, it shows expenses for consultants, which was not the case for the interim report. However, the chart is not labeled, but under consultants, it shows a potential final total of $1,031,282.64 and a total of $143,322 for contracted services. A large discrepancy in terms of how accounting was listed in both reports. We wanted to know more about the services and consultants contracted by the NCCSC, along with financial accounting, and immediately emailed the organization questions when we received the 2025 and 2026 reports. Summer Hansen, Public Information Officer for the NCCSC, quickly replied to our questions, stating, quote, "Received. I will get back to you as soon as I can," end quote. However, despite multiple follow-up attempts over 8 days, KMUD News could not get an answer from the NCCSC on funding for consultants and contracted services. We hope to eventually get a reply. The NCCSC did respond this week to questions about cannabis enforcement with National Guard helicopters by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Department and stated no involvement with funding those operations. The NCCSC report documents have large amounts of redaction, but there were a few interesting sections that were still visible. The Northern California Coalition to Safeguard Communities claims much of their involvement in cannabis enforcement is related to concerns about human trafficking. The March 2026 NCCSC interim report reads in part, quote, "Over the past 6 months, several unanticipated challenges have emerged that have influenced outreach, engagement, and service delivery efforts. During this reporting period, potential labor trafficking victims have declined resources and assistance, despite openly acknowledging having no drinkable water, limited food, no transportation, and no cell service. This situation highlights the complexity of victim identification and the powerful role of fear, coercion, dependency, and trauma bonding," end quote. We've asked the NCCSC multiple times to offer any stories or criminal charges related to human trafficking that was found during operations they support, but haven't been given any examples in return. Cannabis enforcement in Humboldt County remains a complicated web, and it is interesting that the county sheriff is so directly involved in helping fund millions of dollars in cannabis enforcement efforts across multiple counties in our region. Many government agencies at all levels, including the military, along with private funding sources, are directly involved in local cannabis enforcement activity. Sheriff Hansel's wide involvement in cannabis enforcement, from being county sheriff to president of the NCCSC, to even lobbying on cannabis issues for other states, is unique. It is also not fully understood why the current approach to cannabis enforcement by air is considered essential despite aggravating many residents, and what safety benefits helicopter enforcement has brought to Humboldt County. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.